Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Jim Rodriguez.
Did he say that? Repeat it again, sir.
Jim Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Okay. The Honorable Mr. Neal, we're going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Jim Rodriguez, 53269.
Thank you, sir. If you're going to turn over to the Board of Executive Tennessee this morning in reference to your community supervision application, I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse and the Honorable Dr. C.T. Whitens, our board chairman. And then all the way to the right is the Honorable Neal Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room with us today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Yeah, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or you're representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Oh, well, at this time, I'm swearing you and Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or do yourself firm?
Yes.
I do, and I need to make an amendment to the warrant. On page 1, towards the bottom right-hand side, for his CSED, SED date, it has a date of 3/20/2019. Uh-huh. It should be 3/30/2019.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, did you understand that part, what we just did? Okay. Okay, then we shall move forward. Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and then I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition Supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at Central Arizona Shelter Services located at 230 South 12th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 28, 2018, as verbally directed on November 28, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown unless you are absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admissions of Mr. Rodriguez, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or without lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canoes, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Wright. Okay, sir. We're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Rodriguez was released from ADC custody on 11/28/2018. And arrested on 12/11/2018 by the Phoenix Police Department. No new charges were noted. His return back to ADC custody on 12/11/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4/12/2019 with 13 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, arson of a structure property, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He has no STG information, no prior terms of supervision, and no disciplinary violations. Other arrest, 2010, public sexual indecency, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2014, arson of a structure of property, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GV score of G1, V2. At the time of police contact, the police department was called for a suspect trespassing and sleeping in a gas station.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, we're going to go with some of the police suits and division, starting with the residents. So, during your initial intake after your release, you were told to establish residence at 2501 West Elm Street and Phoenix, Arizona, which would have been, that would have been V-Rab, I believe. And on the same date, you failed to establish residency and granted no address was requested or approved for the offender. Why didn't you go there, sir?
They told me the homeless shelter was on Jefferson, and then I walked to Jefferson in Phoenix, and I didn't find out that there was one that was right near the parole office until I was told that, because I asked Phoenix PD, because I was out in the alley. I said, well, I've been asked to go to the homeless shelter of Jefferson, and the only one I know is Phoenix. And I was preferred to go off south, and I asked about that, and I was preferred to be going back to Phoenix, because I asked three people, and I asked two more people after I got out of the parole office. I said, I'm on the shelter right over there, it's in Jefferson. I said, so you're telling me that my parole office told me to go to task? They said, we wouldn't know that, but we know that the parole office you're looking for to say this about knowing why you're saying this about knowing what it says for yourself. For knowing this is saying that it says it's on Jefferson and Phoenix. I was like, the only one I know is Jefferson Phoenix. Are you sure they ain't the homeless shelter out here? My probation officer told me I was sick with the fur to be out here still saying there was no problems going on. What it said, I'm not to say that about it. Confirming to the problem, what it said for yourself. And they said, we wouldn't be able to tell you anything about knowing that over now, what we say, because we only know the home shelter is in Jefferson.
Okay.
So I don't know these kids.
So did you just stay on the street then until Phoenix PD?
I went home, and my grandma told me my father was causing problems with my uncles and stuff, so I told her I was going to be getting a job and trying to do what I can, but when I went out to Northern, I was trying to get a housing unit to say that I was able to stay out there, so I stayed there for 3 hours and knew that I was staying. I was trying to do something for myself to say that, to get a job and knowing everything about it. Then I took off knowing that it was the 31st and I wasn't to be able to get in there earlier for what I'd known about it to say, which was no problem. And I got to a QT and I decided to grab a pizza, show my ID that I just got to QT. So I grabbed the pizza, told them to have me arrested, what my name was. My name was Gabriel Angel Rodriguez. I would be having myself arrested by saying I'd be stealing. So I wasn't able to leave my ID there. So I walked into a Circle K. I was thinking, if they didn't believe me about knowing I left my ID there, about knowing what it would say, the cops wouldn't be able to refer that back to me. So I grabbed a bag of hot shoes and left my ID on the counter and said, here's my prison ID. I just got released yesterday. I just made it in today to let you guys know that I'm having myself arrested again. There might be some problems, some big problems for me about knowing what it says. So I went home. I went to where I remember being arrested at in the first place, and it was Phoenix PD told me, if you have any problems and you're really scared, you know, c- come back to letting us know, because we do check these alleys, and because they knew I was talking to them about, you know, how scared I was. So I was told to go back to prison, and I walked down to the alley because I had a problem with Blacks and Meadows that had swallowed me and broke my nose and had it bleeding. So I was talking to some of the Blacks out there, and they said, well, if you want to be killed by us, we're referring you to go back to prison and know that you're being dealt with by the Blacks there. So I couldn't say anything for myself. So I walked to the alley, and that very same night, the same PD that pulled in that night and told me, if you're that scared, please come back to this alley, and we'll make sure we check these alleys for you telling us about this occurrence.
Sir? Why didn't you, 13, 2 weeks, you, they didn't know where you were at. Why didn't you contact your PO?
It was the next day this happened. It was the next day. I was walking in Northern, and I was told I was causing problems for what I was saying about. And I said, I had an oral occurrence of knowing that. And I started speaking to some of the Blacks of knowing why I was saying that about it, and it knew for itself that they told me that I wasn't causing the problems. Then they came along to say that they couldn't do anything for me, that I would be referred back to them, and I would have to say they were starting the problems, saying they knew they were starting the problems of me knowing that. So I told Phoenix PD.
Okay, sir. Let's move on a little bit here then. So, do you have any drug or alcohol problems, sir?
No, I was trying to panhandle and get arrested, but it looked like Orlando PD had brought, and went out there and told everybody I gave money away because I was working, and gave money away to people so they can help me out when I'm on the streets to get arrested.
Okay. All right, but you don't have a drug or alcohol problem, okay? You weren't, you didn't have any, you ain't dropped out of your app this time. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay. So we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will discuss and make a determination shortly. But before we do, would I give you an opportunity to make a final statement? Tell us anything else that you think the board might need to know. We ask you to not repeat the information we've gone over, and for time management purposes, we need to keep it brief. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Is there anything that I'll be referring myself back to know I did in the first place that I'm not supposed to be doing? Okay. By letting others know what would happen to them about what would be occurring to what the problems are?
Okay, I'm not quite understanding. Are you asking me a question?
I'm just asking if there's going to be anybody referred back to knowing that I'm being in with the problems, and knowing that, saying that I wouldn't be someone saying that I can defend myself or others, to say I'm trying to help myself, knowing that anybody else ain't going to be involved, that I can help someone what it says about itself.
Okay, well, the board doesn't have any control over placement or treatment or anything else like that for you. The board here would only make a determination of whether to determine it with community supervision or to leave you incarcerated. It's up to you and your CO3 there to figure out a plan of treatment, what you might have available on that yard. Okay? Okay, so the board is willing to discuss it and make a determination, sir. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone, and you can listen to everything, and then we'll be back with you as soon as we've made the determination, okay? Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Rodriguez, a glitch in his release, and unfortunately again reincarcerated. That sounds like he wants some help with his issues, he needs some help with his issues, but he needs to make those efforts himself. He's only had about 3 months left before he finishes his sentence, and I think that he would be best served to remain incarcerated until that time, and in the meantime, available programming and as he can find and make plans for himself and get out. But I'm willing to listen to discussion from the board members if there's any discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W3563, Mr. Rodriguez's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I am going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Rodriguez as a delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapse or about lapse in the current ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales, agreeing about the letter, Mr. Johnson, the little house. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, according to our paperwork, you've been released on the 12th of April of this year. About 3 months from now, we would suggest that you partake of any available programming you can get there. You might try some of the 12-step programs. Those are really good for getting your mind focused so that you can move forward, know what direction to take. Make yourself a good plan for treatment when you get out, and hopefully you might be able to get some help from DOC before you're released. Okay, sir? All right, well, thank you for attending the hearing, and this is the end of the hearing. And would you just lay the phone down there, sir?
Please, ask the CO3 to come back on the phone, sir.